When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. U.S.A.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song, make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. You're gonna be knowing the loneliest kind of lonely. It may be rough going just to do your things, the hardest thing to do. So if you cannot take my hand, and if you must be going, I will understand that you gotta
kind of music is Ragtime or The Visit or Kiss Me Kate or Curtains or Passion or Floyd Collins, you've come to the right place. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, Peconic Public Broadcasting, WPPB 88.3 FM, emanating today from Broadway itself. Yes, we're recording in New York City because our guests are, what would I say, the lunts of the American musical theater, Maren Mazie and Jason Danieli. Welcome to our studio, our little tiny studio
thank
down
you.
Here.
Thank you. It's lovely and cozy in here.
Yes, it's a little toasty.
It's like a Broadway dressing room.
It is.
If you're stars, as you are.
If you're a star.
Right. Well, I'm thrilled to have you because not only do you each have two brand new, I guess actually three new albums between the two of you coming out, but you have just done such a remarkable body of work. Great classic Broadway shows, new shows, adventure shows, and also club acts, which we just heard from. We just heard from Maren, your new album, Make
yes.
Your Own Kind of Music from yes. Studio 54.
Yes, live at 54 Below. It was an act I created when they first were opening, and it was so much fun. My collaborator, Scott Burkell, and I, and Joe Thalken, who's my music director, it was mining my memories of my childhood in Rockford, Illinois, and the pop songs that influenced me, because I loved music theater when I was a kid, but I also was, you know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and there's a plethora of such great pop music. And I always sang that in my bedroom, and nowhere else. And so this was my fantasy dream come true to perform these songs.
You like opened your Barbie dream house
I
to all of us out there.
Completely did. And so
pop music coming out.
Yeah, it was. And so
but I think what was remarkable about your song choices and how you perform them is we tend to think, oh, the 70s, just, you know, you had Hair opened in the Broadway musical, Tin Pan Alley just went down the drain.
Right.
But these are such great songs. They're, and so emotive and intelligent.
I mean, you know, Make Your Own Thousand Mamas and Papas, but I mean, I've got Carly Simon and Burt Bacharach, and they're, you know, they're all these artists, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Barry Manilow, Barbara Streisand.
Right.
And then it starts out with some of my parents, because my parents loved music, and so I sort of jazzy arrangements of stuff that they listened to, and
some
I listened
Rosie
to
stuff,
on their
Sarah
on
Vaughan.
Their stereo, and then went upstairs to my bedroom where I did started there. With the Monkees.
Did you
and
have
the
a
Partridge
close
family.
And play?
I did. Well, I didn't have a close and play. I had some old. It was I don't you know. It was just a. It was about this. You know, it was bigger than a close and play.
Wow.
So yeah.
Well, we'll get back to one of the Bacharach tracks from that album, but I want to celebrate what you both have given to, like, the way you invigorate the classic American songbook. So I know, Jason, you've done a lot of Rodgers and Hammerstein. That must mean a lot to you.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't something I sought out, but the Boston Pops, which I think you're going to play, I've sung, Marin and I did a lion's share of Rodgers and Hammerstein with them. But I was able to do South Pacific on PBS.
Fantastic.
At Carnegie Hall.
Great.
And Carousel on PBS with the New York Philharmonic, which I believe might be coming out on DVD, which it hadn't been released.
That'd be terrific.
I'm hoping that does happen.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a duet of classics. We'll hear Jason first with the Boston Pops singing from The King and I, just been revived. And then we'll hear Maren's Star Turn from Kiss Me, Kate.
Alone and awake, I've looked at the stars, the same that smiled on you. And time and again, I've thought all the things that you were thinking too. I
to bite him even now and then. Then ever marry one of them, I'd rest a virgin rather. For husbands are a boring lot and only give you bother. Of course, I'm awfully glad that mother had to marry father. But I hate men. Of all the types I've ever met within our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. I hate men. Their worth upon this earth I did not ken. Avoid the traveling salesman, though a tempting Tom he may be. From China he will bring you jade and perfume from Arabia. But don't forget 'tis he who'll have the fun and thee the baby. If thou shouldst want a businessman, be wary, oh, be wary. He'll tell you he's detained in town on business necessary. His business is the business which he gives his secretary. Optimism. He'll always stay at home at night and make no criticism. Though you may call it love, the doctors call it rheumatism. Oh, I hate men. From all I've read alone in bed, from A to Z about him. If love is blind, then from the mind, all womankind should rout him. But ladies, you must answer to, what would we do without him? Still, I hate men.
That was Maren Mazie from the first Broadway revival of Kiss Me, Kate, ever. What was that like to work on?
Oh, it was a dream. I mean, Michael Blakemore, Kathleen Marshall, you know, our creative team, and Brian Stokes Mitchell and myself and Michael Barras, Amy Spanger, Lee Wilcoff, Michael Mulhern. It was so much fun. That show was, you know, I think it was the perfect timing for it to come back. It was sort of the 50-year mark.
Right.
And it was one of those, I think, just everything came together perfectly. And I really have to give Blakemore's vision of it was just perfect.
Spot on.
And I can't say enough about him as a director and how he shaped that show. And, you know.
Well, I also remember that back then, it wasn't that long ago, but they really needed people who could, one of the reasons Kiss Me, Kate was off the stage so long is they really needed people who had the chops, both comedically and musically,
right,
to do it. So
right.
When you and Stokes came along, it was a natural.
Yeah.
And one thing, just talking with you, even off camera, as it were, is I just appreciate your love for all kinds of music that's theatrical, even if it even wasn't on the stage.
Right.
And you did a solo album where you did a lot of covers of other stuff, including Dean Martin.
Yeah. I grew up in St. Louis, and my family had a band. It was just sort of, you know, around grandma's piano, and my grandfather played a washtub bass, and my maternal grandfather played guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, and Uncle Herbie played the banjo and guitar, and we all just got around and played and sang anything that was American popular music, from like Stephen Foster up to, you know, Stevie Wonder. And so that's how I heard Broadway music for the first time. Was my grandmother, she always played stride piano. So everything was stride piano. But you could sing any song for her and she would pick it up. She'd know the chord changes immediately if she didn't know the song. And so that was my inspiration for my band, the Frontier Heroes, to do this kind of sort of rural jazz, if you will, and take popular songs. And Dean Martin was a huge favorite of mine growing up, and so I had to do, you know, Ain't That a Kick in the Head.
Well, here's Jason channeling Dino.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Oh, tell me quick.
Tell me quick.
Oh, ain't love a kick.
Ain't love a kick.
Oh, tell me quick. Ain't love a kick in the head.
Well, your appreciation for the pop vein is very much appreciated here on Broadway to Main Street, because we do Broadway and we do Main Street. And let's go back. You guys also have tremendous chops, and I think you've both honored the work of Leonard Bernstein in two very separate occasions. The first is from a cut from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, done as sort of a classic piece in the studio,
right,
that Marin did, which I love that song. And the second is Candide, which was your Broadway debut.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about taking on
that's
that role.
That's a way to start a Broadway career, isn't it? Have Hal Prince direct one of what I think he considers one of his biggest successes, the revival in 73. And our take was a little bit different and not quite as successful. But for me, to get a chance to work with Hal, to work on that incredible score, and to learn from some of the greatest comedic actors, Artie Johnson from Laugh-In, and right, Andrea Martin, and Jim Dale. The master of voices, and to be spotlighted singing that score was just fantastic. It was, you know, a chance of a lifetime. And I miss singing that, because it's one of those scores that really challenges a singer. It does take some chops to sing it, and to do it 8 times a week.
Well,
I was the only one who did eight shows a week as far as Cunegonda.
Right.
Harolyn Blackwell, a popular opera star, she only did 5 shows a week. She did no matinees. So I'll wear that pin of
well, let's hear honor. The extraordinary classical chops of Marin Mazzie and Jason Danieli.
Here in the shell of a house, this house that is struggling to be, filling the hall, coming straight through the wall, is who? Staring down cheek. Courage stands out like a tree. Joy is as bright as a comet in flight. But who isn't easy to see? Take care of this house, keep it from harm. If bandits break in, sound the alarm. Care for this house, shine it by hand, and keep it so clean.
We shall seek out a few modest acres and clear them and build a little farm. And casting aside all vain speculation as to the meaning of this meaningless world, we will fulfill our natural function working God's earth from dawn till dusk, which will at least exercise our muscles.
You've been a fool, and so have I, but come and be my wife, and let us try before we die to make some sense of life. We're not chop a wood and make our garden grow.
fantastic. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're making our musical garden grow in vast and varied ways. We have Maren Mazie and Jason Danieli here. Now, you each have albums which are coming out, I guess, within weeks of each other, right?
My The 54 Below album is out on Broadway Records. It came out June 12th or something
and
like
I
that.
And I'm going to suggest to listeners that, you must all have it, but
yes.
I would love it if you actually bought it as
yes.
a CD, because the graphic, the cover is
the
fantastic.
The cover, Robbie yeah. Roselle did the cover art and everything, and the pictures.
But the lettering is like the Herb Alpert.
That's
album.
Exactly. Because I referenced yeah. that. That's a big, yeah, Herb Alpert with that. The Whipped Cream album yeah. was a big part of my growing up, of staring at that woman, and as I say, I wish I looked like...
You're not the only one.
Yes, no, I know I'm not the only one.
My circumstances were
slightly different. But yes, but exactly,
powerful.
Yeah.
And Jason, you have the cast album of The Visit, which is
yes.
such an extraordinary score. We played a couple weeks ago a cut of Cheetah singing Love and Love Alone mm. from an album she must
oh,
have done.
Right.
I wanted to get something of it on our Tony broadcast, but this yeah. is a tremendous score and a tremendous album.
Yes, it is. I mean, as your listeners probably know, that The Visit musical by Cantor and Ebb and Terrence McNally has been kicking around since 1998. I actually did the very first reading of it back then, playing Carl, the son of Anton, and then aged into the schoolmaster over the years. But it's an incredible, probably one of John's most romantic musically scores that he's written, and it's an extraordinary... Broadway score, and so happy that it's finally put down. It's not vinyl anymore, whatever. It's burned into
right.
the
digitally,
cloud.
Yeah.
But it's there for everyone to hear, and I'm Thanks. Actually putting together an act myself that's going to be at 54 Below in October.
Great.
October 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I'm going to be doing a song from The Visit in a newer, jazzier version.
You're going to do songs of the 80s.
Yes, my generation.
And
exactly.
it's on Broadway Records, right?
Yes,
the album.
Yes.
So again, go out. It's going to come out in early July. Go out and actually buy it as a CD. So here are, we're right off the printing press, two great songs that have just come out.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do? Every time you go away, I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue.
Anyone who had a heart would simply take me in his arms and always love me. There's something I need to tell you, Anton. A secret I have to tell you, Anton. I simply must say it, Anton. Listen, Anton. I was the only one. I wanted to help you. But I was the only one in all of our town. I did my best to help. It's murder, I told them. When everyone cursed and sneered, I shouted them down. What kind of people are we? She's making us madmen. How, in the pursuit of gold, can you be so vile? But oh, if Shell is wretched, so are we, they said. And wouldn't it serve us well if Anton were dead, they said. I didn't agree at first, but having it drummed into my head convinced me, Anton. I'm sorry, Anton. Forgive me, Anton. I wanted to help you, but I was the only one.
My own fault, really. I made Clara what she is, and I made myself what I am, a failing shopkeeper with a bad name. It's all my own work. The eunuchs, the butler, the coffin, the millions. I can't help myself, and I can't help any of you anymore.
Thank you, Anton, for taking responsibility for your sins. I'm sorry, Anton. Forgive me, Anton. I wanted to help you, but I was the only
That was Jason Danieli on the newly minted, newly printed cast album of The Visit. Well, both of you have made your mark so personally on Broadway to a whole generation of people who love, you know, I grew up with shows from the 40s, 50s, 60s, but you initiated roles that people love and shows that are very much admired and adored. So Marin Ragtime was a biggie.
It was a biggie.
And one of my students actually sang Back to Before in class. And it was like, for them, it's like one of the great songs.
It is one of the great songs. I mean, I think the score, Lynn Ahrens and Steve Flaherty's score, the show, Terrence McNally's book, it is one of those shows that's just going to live through the ages because we still need to be told that story, obviously, things haven't changed. And it was, again, the confluence of that creative team, Frank Galati, Graziella Danielle, Brian Stokes, Peter Friedman, Audra McDonald, myself, Mark Jacoby, an amazing group of actors that embodied these amazing characters that E.L. Doctorow had created.
And you guys really went on to become the next generation of musical theater leaders.
And I think that show was so monumental, and it's the one, I mean, it's truly the one show that people still at the stage door are like, it's changed, it changes my life. It still changes people's lives. And back to before, Lynn's brilliant lyric, it's a song that I sing a lot. I sing it in concert. I've sung it for political things. I've sung it. I say every time I sing it, it's a song that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. It has a new meaning every time I sing it, because it just it seems to always have something to do with the world that we're living in, and I just think it's one of those iconic, amazing songs that will be sung forever because of what it says.
Great. All right, let's hear it.
Was a time our happiness seemed never ending. I was so sure that where we were heading was right. Life was a road so certain and straight and unbending. Our little road with never a crossroad in sight. Back in the days when we spoke in civilized voices, women in white and sturdy young men at the oar. Back in the days when I let you make all my choices. We can never go back to before. My feet were so solidly planted. You'd sail away while I turned my back to the sea. I was content, a princess asleep and enchanted. If I had dreams, then I let you dream them for me. Back in the days when everything seemed so much clearer. Women in white who knew what their lives held in store. Where are they now, those women who stared from the mirror? We can never go back to before. There are people out there unafraid of revealing that they might have a feeling, or they might have been wrong. There are people out there unafraid to feel sorrow, unafraid of tomorrow, unafraid to be weak, unafraid to be strong. My moon and my stars and my ocean. We can never go back to before. We can never go back to.
So, Jason, you rendered a fantastic song from John Kander and Fred Ebb's most recent show, but you have a history with them.
Yeah, I got to create the role of Aaron Fox in Curtains, their murder mystery homage and love letter to show business and Broadway theater specifically. And actually, Freddie had already passed away in 2004, so most of the show had been written. Rupert Holmes, who wrote the book, with John wrote some additional lyrics that Freddie hadn't finished. But there was a song that hadn't been written, and for my character, that Scott Ellis had constantly been on John to write something. And finally, I am so, you know, humbled to say this, but when Kander knew I was on board, he said, oh, I get to write a song for Jason. And he sat down and wrote I Miss the Music. And in its first form, David Loud played it for me in his studio. And we both had, you know, tears in our eyes because it seemed very clear that this was a sort of a memorial or an homage, a love letter to Freddie and mm-hmm. their collaboration. And when I told John that, he looked at me bewildered and said, I didn't write this about Freddie. I wrote it about the characters in the show, Aaron and Georgia. He said, but next to that, I was thinking about you and Marin. What would happen if you two were no longer together? And then after I told him what his song was about, he went and wrote The Bridge, which has, you know, when you're writing a song right. and you have a partner, he wrote that after we did it in Los Angeles. And so now every time I sing it, there are those three different levels that this song gives to me as Aaron and Georgia and Marin and Jason and John and Fred.
Wow. You get a partial royalty for suggesting it.
My royalty is saying John said this is my song.
Well put. Let's hear the song from Curtains.
You see what I'm saying? The song itself is kind of lackluster. It lacks...
Yes.
Luster.
I agree. We need a completely new composition, one that's catchier than Pink Eye. I'll leave you to it.
Well, at least now you'll have a few minutes alone with your piano, Mr. Fox.
Alone? Yeah.
Could I ask? Only because I've wondered this my entire life. Which would normally come first, the music or the lyric?
Same answer as the chicken or the egg.
Ah, so it's the lyric.
No. It can start with a note, which can become a phrase. And then you try hanging words off each branch, like trimming a tree.
Sounds easy enough.
Really? Well, don't talk about love, or you'll have to say fits like a glove, or as certain as push comes to shove, you will pine for the woman you're constantly thinking of. You see the problem?
Dangling participle. So you suggest staying away from love?
At all costs. And don't mention your life, or you'll have to say cuts like a knife, or refer to the heartbreak and strife when you find that you're missing your...
Missing...
What?
You were saying what you miss.
No, I meant that... Well, I miss the music. I miss the song. Since she's not with me, it comes out wrong. It doesn't matter how hard I try. I've lost the music. I don't know why. You may have known before I met her, I wrote alone. But if you ask me what I prefer, I'd say the music I wrote with her. When you're writing a song and you've a partner, the room is filled with jokes and chatter. She says something, you say something. She writes a line, you play a vamp. But when you're writing a song without a partner, that's a completely different matter. No one tells you that's not funny. No one says let's cut that bar. No one makes you better than you are. I can't pretend I miss the music. I miss my friend. No need to ask. prefer, I choose the music I wrote with her. I liked the music I made with...
Aaron! Oh, I forgot my lyric. Can you believe it? Me.
Well, you're not the lyricist now, you're the star. Georgia, break a leg.
Thanks. You can finish the song without me?
I'm a one-man band.
Now, Maren, the first time I met you, you had six lines. You came on stage, you spoke six lines, and sang one of the most challenging songs in the history of the American musical theater, which was in Merrily We Roll Along down in Washington, which I guess was the second production after Broadway.
Yes, and I had done the first production in 1985 at the La Jolla. 30 years ago right now, we were doing
wow.
it at the La Jolla Playhouse. James Lapine directed that, and... that show that changed my life. I mean, that in 85, that's like because I met Steve and James and George Firth, and they cast me, and I was this young, you know, I hadn't really done a lot of stuff yet. And I remember singing, I had to audition for Steve, I had auditioned for James, and this was my callback, and I had to sing Not a Day Goes By for Steve and James on stage of Sunday in the Park with George at the Booth Theater. And I was so nervous, and I sang the song, and James, it was just the two of them in the house of the Booth, and they came down the aisle, and James said, "That was great," and Steve said, "You sang And There's Hell to Pay. It's so There's Hell to Pay." So the lesson of that, the difference between and so, you know, you wouldn't think,
right.
Oh, there's not a big, it's a huge difference, and especially Stephen Sondheim. And then, you know, he cast me, and he really taught me how to sing that song. He sang that song. So I give a lot of credit to how I sing that song to Steve, teaching me as a young girl, like, really what it was about. And I, that song, again, is something that I still sing, that still resonates. And just the gift of then, you know, later having created Passion and a role. That was a dream, a goal of mine, to create a role in a Stephen Sondheim show.
And what you did such a great job on the 80th anniversary concert
as
well.
Oh, yeah,
so if it makes you feel any better, when we were casting it, Steve said, oh, and you have to cast Merritt.
Yeah.
So that, there wasn't even a question about that. So we've
he has said that Maren singing that is the best version of that song.
Oh.
That's his favorite.
Well,
version.
We're going to get to hear it. So, lucky listeners, we've had Maren Mazey and Jason Danieli as our guests. And it's funny that you mentioned Sunday in the Park
right.
with George, because we're going to segue from Merrily into a duet from Sunday that you recorded on your album, Opposite You.
Yes.
Which is a fantastic album. Also, buy it in plastic. Don't download it.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for giving us so much more to hear from, as they say, and Move On. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Not a day goes by, not a single day, but you're somewhere a part of my life, and it looks like you'll stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end? Where's the day I'll have started forgetting? But I just go on thinking and sweating and cursing and crying and turning and reaching and waking and dying. And now, not a day
and you won't go away. So there's hell to pay. And until I die, I'll die day after day after day after day after day after day after day, till the days go by, till the days go by, till the days go by, till the days go by.
Stop worrying where you're going. Move on. If you can know where you're going, you've gone. Just keep moving on.
I chose and my world was shaken, so what? The choice may have been mistaken, the choosing was not. You have to move on. Look at what you want, not at where you are. Not at what you'll be. Look at all the things you've done for me. Opened up my eyes. Taught me how to see. Notice every tree. Understand the light.
Understand the light.
Concentrate.
I want
on
to move on. I want to explore the light. I want to know how to get through. Through to something new, something of my own. Move on, move on.
Stop worrying if your vision is new. Let others make that decision, they usually do. You keep moving on.
Something in the light, something in the sky, in the grass, up behind the trees.
Look at all the things you gave to me. Let me give to you something in return.
Following your hand and your smile,
I would be so
pleased. And the way you catch the light.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.